clinkety clink. Wine bottles in the back, that's what the clink is that you're hearing. So I'm just on my way to do my grocery shopping for the week. I made a little bit of a mistake by coming out a little too early. I'm having some rush hour traffic issues. So I was thinking about my podcast, my show, these last few days. And I was wondering if you guys are getting bored. Bored of the driving and that kind of a thing. I was a little concerned about it because, you know, I understand driving is not everybody's thing. And maybe it's just these long, boring stretches with crappy music. And maybe you're just getting pissed off. So I'm sorry if you're not enjoying the driving portions, but this is what we're going to be doing today. We're just basically driving, and I'm going to be driving like a maniac, I believe, while I'm on my way to the grocery store. A little bit of a built-up area around here. I'm just going to go through the backcountry roads for a little tour, and we get behind a big semi-truck. Ah, it's just the way it goes, isn't it? So, because I really enjoy the driving. For me, the driving, and listening back on the podcast, it's a real interesting audio experience. It's like a soundscape for me. So, but then when I listen, I'm thinking about what I was doing at the time or what the driving situation was. So, oh my God, there's a lineup of fucking semis. 1, 2, 3, 4. 4 semis ahead of me on this beautiful road. So I'm just going to slow right down and relax. So I'm driving out here in the fields. It's like farmland everywhere, people. You can smell the fertilizer or the cow shit on the fields, you know. So I'm up these back country roads. It's actually a beautiful day. We're having a clear day. Sun is shining. I'm wearing my sunglasses. It is only 4 degrees Celsius outside, mind you. So it's pretty cold. Pretty cold, but certainly is beautiful. Beautiful day. It's a beautiful day to be out driving around, making an ass of yourself. Coming up to a recommended 20 kilometer corner. It's a very sharp 90 degree turn. Cute little house. We are going through at 40. There's lots of little cute little farmhouses out here. Kilometers, 3,000 RPM, coming into another 90 degree sharp 20 kilometer recommended corner. I'm gonna take this a little wider, 3,000 RPM, 60 kilometers, a little turn out there. Do this, miss this corner. That's the one I always step up on by the mailboxes. We have another truck pulled over right in the middle of the road. Must be harvest time or something, eh? Dropping something off. Like a container or something. Oh well, we don't care what he's doing. Here we go again, another sharp corner. I didn't catch the recommended speed. Second gear, 45, 50, and through the corner, accelerate, and off. Smells like poo over here. Coming up on an SUV in the distance, about a half a kilometer away. Another one of these lovely left or right hand 90 degree 20 kilometer recommended corners. I love these corners! The nice thing about out here in the country is you can see these roads. There's nothing to obstruct your view, right? So you can see for miles who's coming down the country lane. Put my little wing down. So now, I guess I will just continue my chore and go off to the grocery store. My chore always involves the grocery store or some other store, the liquor store, as you can hear by the empty bottles rattling around. Yellow light stopping. So, I don't know, I think this is probably going to end this here, since this is just city driving, boring, dull stuff. So I'll check out for the time being. Oh my goodness, we just had an old Ford of some really old, like 1940 Ford, pull out of a driveway out here in the country. It's very interesting. Nice looking old car. Old codger driving it. It's going to be me one day. I'm going to be bald and wearing a Scottish man's hat and peeking my crossfire, my old rotten crossfire out the driveway for a tour. Everyone else is going to be flying their cars to work and I'll be doddering along in my old piston engine crossfire 2004. Did they even have cars back then? They'll be saying, what are those rubber things? What are those round rubber things? Touching the road. So anyway, I was a little concerned because I don't know if my podcast gets a little weird, so basically, I don't want you to be bored, people. I don't want you to be annoyed and go, oh my god, another fucking boobala chocola song and stuff like that. So, and I'm going to endeavor to be more descriptive instead of just grinding my gears. As in this fashion. I'm going 90 kilometers an hour around a nice long sweeping corner. I'm in fourth gear, 3,400 RPMs, turning in, hold the wheel, adjust with power, straighter, straighter, and oh nice, out, 110, the wing is up. It's a beautiful day, there's a yellow light turning red up in front of us here. Oh, brakes. Brakes, brakes. Wings going down. Green light. And we're off. should all be so lucky to be driving around a little red sports car on a nice sunny day. So we could all be like Bridget. I was talking to Bridget this morning. She's working her butt off for some conglomerate, multinational, raping money from people's hands. And I'm fucking around, turning off my traction control so that I can take corners sideways, such as this one. It's a little bit of a freeway exit. A little over-speeding on the gears, on the RPMs there. Right hand, left hand, right hand. Traffic, no traffic in my lane into the freeway. 4,500 RPMs and... we are at cruising speed, 100 kilometers per hour, and of course our freeways have red lights on them. So, come once again to a stop. It's actually not the freeway, it's kind of like a freeway. It's just a multi-laned, fast-moving road. Well, I think I've said about everything that I wish to say, so I'll let this song play out. You can hear the engine whine, which I know is your favorite thing, and I will enjoy the rest of my days spending money on groceries. 100 kilometers, 3,500 RPM, fourth gear into fifth. Oh, beautiful. Oh, that's the end of the song. I guess that means it's the end of this show. All right, bye. Bye. Bye-bye. Whew. I gotta turn the seat heat off here. Turn my heat down. I'm working pretty hard here, Bridget. Oh, that's just a little too warm. I gotta push my foot clutch in, push my foot in, pull my foot out, push my foot in, move a lever, pull my foot out. It's hard work, Bridget. How you doing on your filing, by the way, there?